Lupe Corneo is a lively, outgoing, recent graduate of Dominican University. But getting there was a series of challenges for the Mexican native.
I moved to Santa Rosa when I was 8, and I went to like 10 schools in the whole area because my parents moved us around a lot. I didn't know any English, so I learned to speak and write within the year.
By the time she was in Roseland's accelerated middle school, Lupe was looking forward to going to the district's new Roseland University Prep High School, and then on to college.
I knew I wanted to go to college in middle school because RAMS is really oriented towards thinking about college from a young age. So we learned about different schools. We learned different skills that you needed to go to college. So I decided to go to college when I was 13, 14. And from the beginning, I knew the only problem was going to be, how do I pay for it?
Instead, she found herself on the other side of Santa Rosa, struggling to adapt to life as a freshman at Rincon Valley's Maria Carrillo High School.
That was a big exposure to me to the overall community of Santa Rosa. It went from being a majority to being a minority just in the same town. It really was a culture shock. Just the number of people that you're surrounded by, and also still had an accent, and I like experienced racism on campus. You definitely see the differences when you're new in a place and you're trying to make friends.
She found acceptance and success on the volleyball and basketball teams, but the following year, Corneo returned to Roseland, which required significant readjustment. That was also where she found a new direction for her studies, and a key mentor in teacher Ellen Bonaparte.
Model UN exposed me to international issues, and then Ellen, who's a strong feminist, she exposed me to women's issues internationally.
She also found, as a 2010 Roseland University Prep graduate, she was eligible for a full 4-year scholarship opportunity at Dominican University. There, Lupe completed her double major in international studies and women and gender studies earlier this year. So it's not surprising that her former principal, now Roseland School District Superintendent Amy Jones Kerr, remembers Lupe well.
We're extremely proud of her, what she's become, what she's accomplished in such a short amount of time. We're just really extremely proud of her, and she's really a role model for our girls in the district. She's always been that leader, that kid that would always push through and succeed.
Corneo, too, sees her high school experience as a crucial step in her personal journey.
Definitely, I reconnected with my family more and with my culture, and I continued friendships that otherwise I would have lost. Mostly, my biggest reward from going back to RUP was that I made it to college. I had a really strong support group of teachers and coaches that were so critical for my well-being and survival in getting into college.
More stories of educational challenges and successes will be featured on KRCB television on Saturday morning as we join in the nationwide PBS programming special American Graduate Day beginning at 8 a.m. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.